Councillors, may the words of our lips and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. Welcome everybody. We have an apology from Councillor Fuller this evening. So we'll move straight on with 1.1, the confirmation of the minutes. Can I have somebody move that that be confirmed? Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. Seconded Councillor Viney. Any queries on those minutes? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 2.1 is Councillor Workshops and Council Workshops, and there's a list there. Can I have somebody move that that be submitted? Thank you, Councillor Diprow. Seconded Councillor Overton. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 3.1 is Mayor's Communications, and I would like to acknowledge the passing of former Councillor Mr Brian Robertson, who passed peacefully with his family at his residence, Lona, on the 12th of October 2020. Brian served as Councillor between October 1996 and October 2011 and was elected as Deputy Mayor in April 1999. Retiring from this role in October 2009. Brian was a well-respected and valued councillor and during his time with the council served as a liaison for Leven Fire Management Area Committee and the Central Coast Youth Engaged Steering Committee. Brian's proudest contributions as councillor were saving the Ulverston waterslide and maintaining the village feel of Penguin. He will be sadly missed by our whole community. Move on to 3.2, the Mayor's Diary. There's a report there. Can I have somebody move that that be received, please? Thanks, Councillor Carpenter. Seconded Councillor Hiscott. Any queries on any item of that report? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 3.3 is declarations of interest. Anybody wishing to declare an interest? No. 4.1 is councillor reports. Councillors who are on committees or organisations of council. Councillor Hiscott?
Yes, that the Slipstream Circus had their event two or three weekends ago now, which was run quite successfully. It was good to see a event that was able to be run with a crowd in this post-COVID world that we're currently, the restrictions that we've had, and it was just a mighty effort from the committee to put that together, and looking forward to their 20 years in circus in December with more details to follow.
Mayor, just for a second, I've missed the last Zoom meeting at Caves to Canyon due to connections problems, but they have put out their VR facility out at the visitor centres and so forth, and I know you yourself and the GM have been part of that opening. I just wonder whether you'd like to tell the rest of the councillors what it was like, the experience.
Well, I can tell you it was an amazing experience. It was just beautiful. You need to sit in a swivel chair and you put the headset, the virtual reality headset on your head. And then once it starts, you're just in another world and you're looking all around. You're viewing, this gorgeous big eagle is flying up above you, and then the next minute you're in the Leven Canyon and you're right up high and you're looking down at the river, and I just about got vertigo. It's just, they've done such a wonderful job of it. And I think the thing will be to make sure that they keep getting different content all the time as well, so that people want to see, the different areas that we have around the Central Coast. Just stunning, absolutely stunning.
That's an excellent report, Mayor. I'm glad I asked you to do that now for them, because I know they're very, very proud of what they've achieved. It's taken a little bit longer, and unfortunately probably haven't got it out to where they wanted to have, but they'll have it on the Spirit hopefully in the not too near distant future when people are allowed to travel again. But if anybody wants to check it out, go to the visitor centre and have a ride around the Central Coast free of charge, and then decide where you want to go and visit. So it's an unbelievable experience.
Is that Penguin and Ulverston, Gary?
It's supposed to be in Penguin and Elvis, but I didn't see it in Penguin the other week when I was there. So it's just probably trying to get it set up still. Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you. Any other reports? No, thank you. 5.1 is leave of absence, and there are no applications. 1 is no requests. 7.1 is petitions. There are none. Brings us to 8.1, councillor questions without notice. Councillor Van Rowan, did you have a question?
No, Mayor.
Councillor Beswick?
No, Mayor.
Councillor Diprose?
No, Mayor.
Councillor Viney?
No, Mayor.
Councillor Ive?
No, Mayor.
Councillor Hiscott?
No, Mayor.
Councillor Carpenter? No, Mayor. And none for myself. A clean round tonight. Uh, 8.2 is councillor questions on notice, and no questions have been received. 9.1 is public question time. We have, well, there were no pub. There's no public. No questions taken on notice, but there was one public question for public question time, and that came from Jenny Davis of Ulverston. Her question is, I'm interested, please, in an update on the progress of the chiming mechanism of our Ulverston Memorial clock. I had conversations mid-year with the council employee involved with this challenging task, so I'm aware of the difficulties, but I'm hoping to hear the dulcet tones of this icon radiating out over our town again very soon. Would you like to answer, please?
Thank you, Mayor. There were major delays in receiving the replacement parts for the memorial clock chime controller. The controller has recently arrived from South Australia, and due to COVID-19 restrictions, the supplier is unable to send a specialist contractor over to install the unit. So council staff have advised that they will install the unit this week under guidance from the supplier. So provided that the controller operates correctly, the chimes should be working by the end of this week. So it'd be great to hear it.
To hear. All right, move on to 10.1, which is minutes and notes of committees of the council and other organisations. Can I have somebody move that those minutes be... Thanks, Councillor Beswick. Seconded, Councillor Viney. Any queries on those minutes? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.2 is the annual report for the year ended 30th June 2020. Can I have somebody move that that be approved, please? Thanks, Councillor Carpenter. A seconder, please.
I'll second that, Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Van Rowan. Councillor Carpenter, would you like to speak to this?
Mayor, just again, incredible work ethic from the staff to put this annual report together, being driven, of course, by legislation as such. But it is a shame that we probably can't send it out to half of our base or someone. But it'd be excellent if people did get an interest in it and picked it up and read it, because there is so much information in there, what's been achieved and what your community's all about and how much area is in your community and so forth. And it's like an encyclopedia as such on your own community. And they can get an understanding where the money's going to and coming from and rates and everything else. So it's a great report again. Hopefully you can drum up a heap for November GM to come to the meeting. And you can sit it out there and let's see if we can get more than 10 or 15. Had a good roll up last year, so triple the numbers this year.
Any other speakers? Councillor
Yes, Mayor. Look, I will admit that I haven't read it all. It's a pretty big document, but I see it more as a reference document rather than bedtime sleeping material. But I would like to thank very much our general manager and the senior staff, because I believe that despite all the problems of this year, it's been a great year so far as development in the town is in the municipality is concerned. I mean, we're all aware of the major projects that are underway at the moment, the roundabout, the cultural centre, the wall at Penguin, you know, all major projects. And I think that the general manager has done a fantastic job to bring them all together. One of her strengths is attracting finance for these projects, and to have projects. We just seem to have our projects shovel ready at the appropriate time when there was finance floating around. And it's certainly very much appreciated, Sandra, the effort that you and your staff have put in. And it's great to see the development going on in the municipality.
Any other speakers? No? I'd also like to just congratulate the GM and staff. I thought it was an excellent report, and Councillor Van Rooyen's quite right, there's so much happening. But I thought the report was very well put together and very easy to read, and I'd like you, Councillor Carpenter, look forward to many, many people reading it. Because it does give a really good story of all of the things that council do for our community. So, Councillor Carpenter, would you like to close?
No, ma'am.
All right, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.3 is the quarterly performance report and annual plan progress. Can I have somebody move that that be received, please?
So move, Mayor. Come on, you fellas.
Councillor Carpenter, seconded Councillor Beswick. Councillor Carpenter, would you like to speak to this?
No, ma'am. I think everything's sort of been discussed over the workshop, and we all know what's been going on in here, and so nothing to add.
Any other speakers?
Yes, Councillor Mayor, just briefly, naturally this year is a challenge to get some of our projects up to where we would like them to be with the COVID times, so considering all of these issues that we've had to deal with, the staff have done a great job in getting done what they can, and naturally there will be things will be pressed on as things get more improved as the year goes by.
Speakers, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.4 is communications and engagement policy. Can I have somebody move that that be approved, adopted. Thanks, Councillor Beswick. Seconder, please. Seconder, Councillor Carpenter. Councillor Beswick, would you like to speak to this?
Just briefly, Mayor. As is with all policies of the Council, they need to be reviewed at various times. This policy is about how we engage with our community and communicate. Sets out minimum standards, but I would encourage all staff to be able to be better than their minimum standards. These days, people not necessarily expect a reply, but you know, appreciate a reply as soon as possible. And so that would be my only point as far as the engagement and the communication is that time is the essence generally, and us, that the staff do the best they can to respond in as quick as possible.
Yeah. Speakers?
Yes, ma'am.
Councillor Van Rooyen.
Look, I've had to accept the fact that we're going to have a policy on this, although I did speak out at the workshops against it. I acknowledge that the Mayor is the spokesperson for the Council. However, I believe that recently, or in the last 6, 8 months, 12 months or whatever, we have been lacking in responding to comments that people have put on Facebook, especially when there is controversial topics that come up, like for instance the review of the dog bylaws. I think that if we respond to some of the comments which are often put in on Facebook, people have lack of information. They show their own ignorance, but with some of the comments. And I think that if the council, you as the spokesperson, were to answer some of those queries, the allegations that they put on there, and set the record straight, I think that we would often avoid an avalanche of criticism. I think that we as a council, we should respond to Facebook comments if we think that they are not accurate and misleading and which they often are, which they often are. So I would like to see improvement in that area. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other speakers?
Listening to
the former councillors speak there, I think we've got to put this into context and, you know, there's only 8 hours in a working day for staff at council. And the policy clearly sort of delineates how they can go about answering certain topics and so forth, and they've got to get certain information before they can go publicly out there. And I think it's quite clearly there worded that the mayor is the spokesman for the council, and there's different roles for social media and whatever and so forth. We've lost, and I've not we've lost, Mayor, I think society's lost their respect for other people's opinions and their respect for people to do the job in a given amount of time. It just seems at the moment we snap our fingers and we want the work done. It never used to be like that. People had more respect for one another and say, well, I'll get my answer in a week and I'll continue on my roles and do my job. And I think if we don't try and keep that culture or re-put that culture into our workplace and make sure that people understand that the workloads of some of our staff are under, we can't answer things within 12 hours and 24 hours. And I do take the point that sometimes they do need to be answered quickly or in a more timely response. There's no issue about that. But at the end of the day, how far do you go? How far is it, you know, how long is a piece of string and how deep do you get into that area and put all your effort into there and finish up employing full-time people just to answer people on social media? So I think we've got to be careful. And I do take their points with seriousness in the way they were said, and we can always have room for improvement. But I don't think we can always blame one side of the parties here on this one.
Any other speakers? All right, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye. Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.5 is the social media guidelines. Can I have somebody move, please, that be adopted? Thanks, Councillor Beswick. Seconder, please. Thanks, Councillor Viney. Councillor Beswick, would you like to speak to this?
Yes, Mayor, thank you. Further to that, in closing probably the previous...
Thought about that one, Councillor Beswick.
This leads into some of the discussion that the other councillors have raised, which is about social media, which Councillor Van Rooyen raised as part of the communications and engagement policy. So this is probably where I can see where he's coming from with that. I agree totally with what Councillor Carpenter has said as far as the community. I think a lot of some of the community does lack respect, and that is a sad reflection, unfortunately. Life has become too fast, and that wasn't, when I was speaking before, it wasn't about that we need to reply within 24 hours. These are minimum standards, and sometimes we can better that if we can. But social media has become an animal, for the want of a better word. I agree with what Councillor Van Rooyen said as far as some of the comments that have been made perhaps could be responded to a little bit sooner. But it's difficult. It doesn't matter what anybody says, someone will fire back. And some people might say, well, you know, we need to vet things more. But then they'll be saying, you know, we haven't got open speech. I don't know where the answer is with this. It's a shame that we've got to have guidelines for situations like that, and it's something that naturally needs to be monitored on a regular basis. But I'm happy to move that these guidelines be adopted. We could all get on there every night and say something back to somebody, but I choose not to, because in the end you're just going to end up creating a rant from one side or the other. It's good to in some ways sit back, watch, listen, observe, and make value judgments as in when's required. Thanks, Mayor.
Speakers. Councillor Viney.
Yes, I'd just like to say this is the pointy end of our communication policy.
And obviously, with changes in technology the way they are, there will probably be other things that we have to do to keep guidelines in front of the council. And this is just another of the things that have been forced upon us through technology. Thank you.
Speakers. I think I have to agree with Councillor Beswick, but I think on the other, I mean, social media can cause a whole lot of, people are commenting straight, quickly without really thinking about what they're putting in there. And I commend the staff actually for answering in the way they do. I think they always give measured and, accurate answers. But I think social media also gives us a great opportunity to communicate really well with the public. It's not just all negative. And I've heard lots of really good comments about all of the positive posts that are put on there about the events and, mental health. And that's the thing that I think we really want to push, the really positive communication that we have with social media. I think the negative is just a small part that we must manage, and we will do the best that we can. But I think there are a lot of positives about it as well. So, Councillor.
Adding on that, I mean, it's a great way to keep our youth informed as well, and gives them an opportunity to put in suggestions through social media if they, if they want to or they need. And certainly a great way for them to let others in their age groups know what's going on. I think the Pump and Jump Park was a fantastic example of how that spread like wildfire through to burning and everything as well. So it certainly does have more benefits for us on the whole as a community.
Just have to keep encouraging them to use it in a positive way. Mm. Councillor Beswick, would you like to close?
Thanks, Mayor. As you've just mentioned, and Councillor Diprose as well, there is the positive side to social media, and unfortunately some of the negative things do sort of weigh heavily upon some people, some of us, but there is a positive side because it keeps people in contact with each other, and it's the way we often sort of rekindle friendships that we've had or relationships we've had with people from back in school days and so forth. So there is a positive side to it as well, and we shouldn't always dwell on the bad times. But yeah, in that I'll just close the debate, Mayor.
Motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.6 is correspondence addressed to Mayor and councillors. Can I have somebody move that be received, please? Councillor Viney and seconded Councillor Hiscott. Any queries on that correspondence? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.7 is the common seal. Can I have somebody move that be received?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Councillor Diprose, seconded Councillor Hiscott. Any queries? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.8 is contracts and agreements, and you will notice that you have an updated schedule that was circulated there with quite a substantive list of additives to that list. Can I have somebody move that schedule be received, please?
Yes, Mayor, I'll move.
Thanks, Councillor Van Rowan. Seconded, Councillor Hiscott. Any queries on that schedule?
Well, I don't have a query, Mayor, but it's absolutely amazing. I know we've talked about it before, but to have a sales agreement on those 19 blocks in such a short time is it's great for the whole community. There is a shortage of building blocks in the municipality, and this just shows what the demand really is, and they were snapped up very quickly. Again, the timing was just good because there's subsidies available to people that are going to build from the federal government. It's a great outcome, there's no doubt about it. I mean, years gone by, these blocks might have taken 2 years to sell, and now they've been sold, as I understand it, in a fortnight. And it's a good effort.
Speakers. Well, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. Move on to 10.9 is statutory determinations. Can I have somebody move that that be received, please?
Second.
Thanks, Councillor Carpenter. A seconder, Councillor Diprose. Councillor Carpenter, would you like to speak to this?
Yeah, the numbers in there are staggering once again. You know, over $3 million in building projects and stuff like that. And I think when you look at the last contracts and agreements and you look at this, Central Coast is moving in the right direction, and it's just incredible. Still notice we're getting a few parking fines in King Edward Street, seems to be the major street for parking fines for some unknown reason. Might be worth looking at for a reason one day, whether we're too short, too long, or whatever it is, I don't know, but that's where the majority of the fines seem to be. But, yeah, the building is just incredible. Incredible result, and the staff must be absolutely flat out, which is great.
Speakers? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.10 is the amendment to the dog management policy, and you'll note that there's an updated report and annexure. They've been circulated and you have those beside you. There was a couple of extra submissions that came in right on the time period, I think. Can somebody like to move the suggested resolution? Councillor Beswick.
I'll move it.
Seconder, Councillor Hiscott. Councillor Beswick, would you like to speak to this?
Obviously the Deputy Mayor thinks I'm the dog man, but it's great that there's been positive feedback generally with the amendment that we've done as discussed at the previous meeting before it was advertised. I think we've worked with the community, come up with a sensible solution. I take on board the area around the fish pond area that we need to obviously monitor or change some signage so that it's a little bit more explicit in that space. But now it can all get adopted in that spaces. I haven't heard any feedback myself. I'm not sure if anybody else has regarding any problems in the areas. Unless the GM can give us any feedback from the dog management person that's... No. So, yeah, it's good to be able to get that out and get it started.
Any other speakers? Councillor Hiscott.
Yeah, just to confirm, I mean, this is an understanding of what we went through last month anyway and put forward, and it's good to see that the feedback has generally been positive towards the change. Just to consider that, as we discussed, to keep our eyes on how the new full dog management policy is working, and this also shows that we're open to change if there is a reasonable reason to adjust the policy if required. So I think that should be something to keep in mind, that if we find out that something's not working, we don't need to be too scared to relook at it and seek the public feedback again. Thank you.
Speakers. You're close, Councillor Beswick.
Thanks, Mayor. I concur with Councillor Hiscott. As far as, to me, any document should be a working document, and if there's a problem, we should never be frightened to accept that there should be some tweaking, but not to say that we want to be tweaking things all the time, but I take on board that. I just encourage all dog owners to be responsible out there. Pick up your dog poo, because in the end, not everybody wants dogs or likes dogs. So do the right thing, and then in the end, we can all live cohesively together and enjoy our dogs, and also the other people enjoy their spaces as well. Thank you.
Motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.11 is retrospective approvals for planning and building applications. There's a report there and a recommendation. Can I have somebody move the suggested recommendation? Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. A seconder. Thanks, Councillor Beswick. Councillor Hiscott, would you like to speak to this?
This is something that we've obviously had a fair bit of discussion on and had a workshop where we had a fair bit of information provided to us about neighbouring councils and other options that were available. I think the outcome we've come to is a way that doesn't overly penalise, but also makes it obvious that the asking for forgiveness, you know, that you should do the thing right in the first place, not try and sneak it through and then get it done later if it becomes a problem. And this is a good way of us being able to tell people that that's not the right way, and there'll be a penalty applying for that. I think it's been a reasonable position from the council to allow some form of amnesty for people who may be unsure, and they can find out if their applications are approved or not, and without being overtly penalised. But then we've got a reasonable cut-off date to make sure that from then on it's no longer acceptable. And I'd certainly commend this policy to the council.
Speakers. Councillor Diprose.
Yeah, no, I just I think it's time for the days of pleading ignorant are well and truly over. I think that's been an excuse that's been used way too long, and then sometimes you still hear people, you know, talking about it. Oh, just plead ignorant. That's all right for some, but it doesn't do any others any good. And you feel sorry for those people that try and do the right thing all the time and lay out the money that they need to, and others try and get away with it. So it'll be good to see this sort of clamp down on.
Any other speakers?
Councillor
Van Roan.
Mayor, I think we've got to put all this into perspective, but I think I remember reading here somewhere that in the last 12 months there were only 13 retrospective applications that came to council. If my memory serves me correct, well, really in the scheme of things, we really haven't had much of a problem. But just the same, I guess we've got to cover ourselves and set some guidelines for in the future and discourage people from doing that sort of thing. So, you know, I'm going to support it, but really we've been pretty lucky.
Councillor Beswick.
Yes, Mayor, I'll be supporting the motion. I think it's a good move. I take on board what Councillor Van Rooyen said, that there were 13 applications last year, but there's probably another three times that out there that perhaps should be have had applications in for, that people often they turn up when houses go to be sold, and if people have been living in their houses for a long time, there can be, I suppose, basically illegal building works done during that time. I'm pleased that there's an amnesty, which does give people an option to be able to come forward, which no doubt will get promoted through some media. And but I'll be supporting the motion.
Slavani.
I'll be supporting the motion too, on the basis that I think we should be encouraging and applications to be put in on time for building permits, etc. But I'm very pleased that there's a six-month amnesty being offered along with the motion, so that people can get things into line, if they know about it. Thank you.
Speakers? Yeah. Yes, Councillor Carpenter.
Yeah, I reluctantly go along with the motion, but again, I think it's something we've got to be, you know, made aware of. Out of the 13, five of them were land clearing, which somebody might have done, cut a dogwood or two down, and someone said, well, you can't do that later on down the track, and a ground level code and seven decks, which would have been picked up either through neighbour complaints or sales of houses. So to me, I don't think it's a big issue. Yes, we know we've got to get them right, but I put some of these back in the perspective where a communications and engagement policy might land, that sometimes people don't know the way through, and I don't say that literally and use that as an excuse. Through some of the things, know their way through, and it's simple enough to get through to get the application done and dusted. So I think there could be other reasons a lot of times why people don't do supposedly what we call the right thing, and frustration sets in and off they go. And that's no excuse, definitely no excuse, but at the end of the day, we've got to, instead of putting band-aids on top of things, drill right back down and find out what is the cause of some of the things. But there was only 13, and interesting that five of them were land clearing, which could be anything.
Any other speakers? Councillor Van Rooyen, did you? Sorry, no, Councillor Hiscott. Would you like to close?
Acknowledging most of the all of the comments from the other councillors, I think a lot of people don't do it because they don't want to pay a fee as well. And this is, while we say it's the right thing to do, it's the right thing to do for many reasons. One, because it's the law, but also because it allows us to ensure that the correct practices are taking place throughout our community, and we're not having activities that aren't appropriate to a particular zoning or whatnot. So, but I think the most important thing here is the third point of the final conclusion, which is to promote the amnesty in the community. I think that's a very valid point and needs to be ensured that people are aware of it. I wouldn't like to see people say, "Oh, but I didn't know." Well, if they can't give them that excuse, I think is the main thing. Say, "Well, you should have known. There's no reason why you shouldn't know now." So, thank you.
Motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.12 is Council acting as a planning authority. Can I have somebody move that report be received? Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. Seconded, Councillor Viney. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.11 is a residential dwelling. You have an amendment, suggested alternate resolution. Councillor Van Rooyen, did you want to move the alternate?
I think it's 10.13, isn't it?
Sorry. It's 10.13, what did I say?
10.11.
Mayor, I would like to move an alternate resolution to the one that's in the agenda. I just want you all to bear with me. I have to read it out in full before we call for a seconder. And the resolution reads that the application for residential dwelling and outbuildings, shed, variation to location of outbuildings, location of private open space and height of buildings under the fourth specific area plan, at 21 Stephen Street, 4th, application number DA2020250, be approved subject to the following conditions. The development must be substantially in accordance with the plans by Stephen Penton, Building Design, project number 1718-65, drawing numbers 01, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, revised number 3, dated the 28th of August 2020, and plans by Sheds and Homes Northwest, drawing number SNWT200064, sheet numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 2 pages, 5, 6, 7, 8, 7 pages, 9, 2 pages, 10 and 11, 4 pages, dated the 9th of September 2020. The development must be in accordance with the condition of the statement of compliance for vehicular access and drainage access dated the 28th of September 2020, issued by the council acting in its capacity as the road authority and the stormwater authority. Stormwater, including from vehicle parking and manoeuvring areas, must be collected, drained and disposed of to an appropriate stormwater system. Driveways and vehicle parking and manoeuvring areas must be formed and constructed with a compacted sub-base and an all-weather surface. Prior to the lodgement of a building and plumbing application, the developer must provide a landscaping and fencing plan that is in accordance with the fourth specific area plan. The flowering gum tree eucalyptus species located at the frontage to Stephen Street must be retained, with the access crossover and apron altered accordingly. This plan must be to the satisfaction of the general manager. Prior to the lodgement of a building and plumbing application, the developer must submit revised elevation plans detailing the external finishes of the building in accordance with the fourth specific area plan and sympathetic to the surrounding buildings. This plan must be to the satisfaction of the general manager.
Thank you, Councillor Van Rooyen. Can I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Beswick. Councillor Van Rooyen, would you like to speak to the motion?
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, I would. This particular lot of land consists of 1,871 square metres. It is zoned low density residential. It comes under the fourth specific area plan, which I believe is long overdue for a review. Mayor, when I walk through that area, as I did at the weekend, I note that there may be a couple of cottages there that are worthy of preservation, and but I believe that they should be protected under the Heritage Act rather than an overlay such as a specific area plan. These particular people bought this block November 2017 with approval for an existing building. The plan is valid until the 22nd of September 2021, so there is nothing to stop them from building this house right now, as not this house that the application is for, but the previous plan, right now as we speak. The planning application that we are considering now is not as high as the one that has been approved. The one that was approved was 8.2 metres to the roof. This particular application is 7.5 metres to the roof, so the height of the roof has been reduced already. When I walk through that area, I see homes there of all eras, early or late 1800s, early 1900s for sure. There are houses there that were built in the 1950s, 60s, 80s. You can sort of tell by the shape of the houses and what was trendy at that particular time. And of course, just a small distance down Fish Street, there are two brand new homes with modern designs. So really, the whole area is a mismatch of building designs, and I don't see that this particular application should be turned down because there are already so many homes that do not comply with what you might like to call an old-fashioned village township. That's out of date. I see this area now as basically a building suburb. There is still quite a lot of undeveloped land, and the potential there for building is fairly big. And as I say, these cottages that are worth of preserving, they should be heritage listed. I don't have any problem with the cladding of the proposed house. There could perhaps be some alterations. I'm not a builder. Maybe Councillor Beswick could speak on this to make it blend in a little more with the environment there. But I would recommend a motion to this council. I believe if we do not pass this, it's an injustice. It's just not fair. Two previous building approvals, building applications were approved. This one is more sympathetic to the area, and I believe that it should be approved, Mayor. Thank you.
Councillor Van Rooyen. Any other speakers? Councillor Beswick.
Thanks, Mayor. I agree with everything that Councillor Van Rooyen has raised there, especially that the special area plan for Forth is probably well overdue for a review. There's probably others around in our municipality which probably could also do with a bit of a revamp. Buildings over the years have changed a lot, and they always will. And to force a style of building onto somebody that's got their own piece of private land, unless it's a specific small space like a battery point where you've got a single round street, I can understand it in places like that there. Having been out and had a drive round, I've taken some photos of various properties there and had an email, as we all have, from the proponents. There is a wide range of materials used in Fish Street, for example. You've got brick houses, you've got weatherboard houses, you've got raw timber houses, you've got rendered houses, and you've got colour bond walled houses. So I think it gives our general manager a wide scope to be able to come up with something that fits in with the area, because within an area of about 400 metres, you've got everything. So I think what's been asked for I suppose, confirms what the exterior cladding is going to be. And these days, there's often a little bit of a mixture, which does look nice. I think having seen the plans of the previous property that was approved prior to these proponents buying the land, this house looks much better. And the other one, considering the where this block is, basically you see it straight as you come up the road. So this house is going to look much better and fit in with the landscape there. There's other roofs around like it as well. So I will definitely be supporting this motion tonight. And I think, as Councillor Van Roon said, I think it would be nearly an injustice not to support it.
Carpenter.
Thanks, Mayor. Yes, no, I'm definitely supporting the alternate resolution, and I lay no fault to anyone here that the plan was there to be followed, this SAP or whatever we like to call it. But it's the ambience and it's the setting forth of the trees and the landscaping, and some most places it blocks the types of houses that you just don't see openly anyway. And I think that's what drags people there is the landscape and the setting, the beautiful part of the of Central Coast that it is, and it lays up and down in the valley and it's full of trees and greenery and it's beautiful in the summertime and shade. So I think the house is very sympathetic to that type of landscape, and probably one of the conditions is that the landscaping's got to suit the S4th specific area plan. To me, that's the important part. That's really the important part, that we keep that beautiful greenery. When you go up to the eastern side and look back out across to the western side, up to where Fish Street and that is, it looks magnificent. And it's people make the village, not the houses. If it was a row of houses, like Councillor Beswick said, if it was the main street of Penguin and there was all the same type, yes, you would want to keep the facades and whatever and the frontage, no problem at all. But it's a people's village, it's the ambience and the setting, and as long as we don't lose that, I think I have no problem supporting this motion.
Yes, I'll be supporting the motion too. I looked at the drawings, etc., and I believe that it does fit in with the ambience of the fourth area and won't be out of place. And I think the proponents have actually, the applicants have made a great attempt to meet the ambience of the area, and therefore they have succeeded as far as I'm concerned. Thank you.
Speakers. All right. No, I have to agree. I think there's every good reason to keep that lovely village feel of Forth, and they obviously want it to, you know, to remain a village. But everybody's opinion of what is suitable building is very different, isn't it? And I too went round and had a look, and there was an awful lot of different styles of houses. I'm really pleased to see or to hear Councillor Carpenter speak about the landscaping, because it's nice that there's a real appreciation of having lovely trees and landscaping and garden, because that's what does make a difference. And I think the fact that, you know, they'll be having having this dot point in there to look at the landscaping and provide a plan, I think that's really good. So I don't have any issue at all with the cladding or with the plan for this house. It's a different style of block, I suppose, having three roads that surround it, or three streets, and I think their plan will fit in quite nicely, so I don't have a problem. Councillor Van Roon, would you like to close?
Just a couple of issues that the objectors mentioned that I would like to make comment on. The permitted height of this building as of a right is 5.5 metres. This particular one is 7.5 metres. But when you look at the property behind this block, known as Green Gables, that towers up above this property. That's much higher than what this will be. Also, the objectors have made comment to the fact that the outbuildings are at the front of the house. Well, I would suggest that there's a reason for that, and that is that the steepness of the block, it would be much better to have the outbuilding. That is, if you accept Stephen Street as the front of the property. I mean, some people might accept Fish Street as the front of the property, just whatever you like. But if you accept Stephen Street and you put the outbuildings lower than the house, they will not stand out. But if you were to have them at the back of the house on the higher ground, they would dominate the skyline. And so that's the reason that I don't believe it's a problem to have the outbuildings in front of the house. And they're all things that are worth considering, and I think that we should approve this. Thank you very much.
Motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. Move on to 1014, which is tenders for a backhoe replacement. Would somebody like to move the suggested resolution?
So move, Mayor.
It's Councillor Carpenter, seconded Councillor Viney. Councillor Carpenter, would you like to speak to this?
No, I don't know. I think the report and the tender there shows everything for the councillors to look at, and the price. It amazes me the price of gear today, but the changeover price and what they got for the real old girl, the old backhoe, I think is a pretty fair at the end of the day.
Any other speakers? Councillor Beswick.
Support the resolution, but just as a comment, I think it's a good idea that we're getting some weighing scales on this backhoe, because it basically means that we aren't going to be overloading the vehicles, which is always a little bit tricky at times, and also as we're selling off gravel and so forth out of the quarries, it can all be charged out properly and accordingly. So I think it's a good idea for the extra little bit to get the scales on this backhoe.
Speakers? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye. Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 1015 is financial statements. Can I have somebody move that this be received, please? Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. Seconder, please. Councillor Viney. Councillor Hiscott, would you like to speak to this?
Yeah, there's obviously a fair bit of information in there, but the pertinent bit being the receival of rates being comparable, if not better, slightly more than last year, shows that people are cognizant of that this year, and it's good to see that people have been able to, and we've obviously been able to, especially with our hardship policy as well being passed through, that we've been able to see that most people have been able to, or as I said, a comparable number to last year, have been able to pay their rates on time anyway. And obviously the policy that we have in place of the discount for paying rates on time works. So it's good to see.
Speakers? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. That brings us to the end, I think, of the open part of our meeting. Thank you.
I've seen a council overloaded in my life, guys. Council track.